This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:42. That was Cake with Never There. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Sean Tanis of our news desk joins us now for Keep in View. And it's been a week since the National Recovery Plan, or the National Recovery Goals, some may call it, was unveiled. And there have been some interesting reactions, among them a coalition of trade groups that called the plan vague, missing strategies to confidently guide Malaysia out of the COVID-19 pandemic. And Sean, I understand that you've gathered some comments on this.
Yeah, so this is the reaction from the trade groups. They call themselves Industries Unite, and they point to the fact that apart from the four stages of recovery, there was very little by the way of strategies which are needed to help businesses bounce back, right? So this is basically to help the unemployed become employed again, and etc. So in fact, one of the loudest voices could be heard from Maidin founder, Dato' Amir Ali Maidin, who spoke to the Morning Run last week, giving a retailer's input. And of course, you can access that interview on our website. And some of the audio that we've also put on online on our social media platforms are going viral. So you might want to check out that podcast. And because of all these issues that we mentioned and have been mentioning for the past 1 week, on the NRP, right? So we posed this question to the executive director of the Economic Action Council Secretariat, and that's Tan Sri Noor Azlan Ghazali, who told us that the EAC was not involved in the NRP at all. So he did, however, say that this plan is still a work in progress, and he suggested what else should be included in the plan.
The so-called Plan Pemulihan Negara, those are basically kind of the operational parameters that will be used by the government in terms of exiting MCO 3.0, looking at the cases, the ICUs, the vaccine, and also the four stages, how things will be opening up more and more. But it does not provide the details. We hope that government will come up with a more detailed recovery plan. What we do with SMEs who are in pain now, what we do with companies that goes bankrupt, what we do with the education system that was disrupted for a long period of time, what we do to the household and families that are under emotional distress and income distress, those are very much short-term in nature. What we are putting up here is a more longer term, and it also touches structural issues.
So that was Tan Sri Noor Azlan Ghazali, the executive director of the Economic Action Council Secretariat. And basically, he says that the National Recovery Plan is just the operational parameters. So what are the long-term plans the EAC is looking at?
So essentially, in his view, we should never let a crisis go to waste. And that's his motto or mantra for whatever plan that we have now. So he believes the long-term NRP must ensure the recovery is sustainable. And for that to happen, he says structural reforms need to be implemented, especially since post-COVID, the world is a much different place, right? So recovery must come with reform, and that we should take this as an opportunity to reset. And in his words, we should avoid an outcome of reviving the economy but returning to the way we were before. So the EAC Secretariat over the past year has done a couple of studies involving various stakeholders, right? So these structural reforms they are talking about include addressing the digital economy properly and preparing the future workforce. Others in the list include improving public service delivery, attending to vulnerable communities, and also mainstreaming the third sector. So what stood out for me was when he said good governance need to be seriously put in place, and you know how the government always has this roadmap and this blueprint, that blueprint, this task force, that committee, this committee. But have you wondered how successful they have been so far, right? Nobody ever asked what's the KPI? Have we reached the KPIs? And before you know like whether we have achieved the KPI or not, then we have like 2.0, 3.0 of all these plans. So this is something that he believes, and I think everybody thinks we should address going forward.
I mean, I couldn't agree more, right? Because I think that we should have reports, not just constant plans. There should be reports on how the plans actually went.
Yeah, and whether we hit the target or not. So every time we have a task force, we see a new phase, and then like what happens then? We see a new plan, then what happens then? We have more plans than we have KPIs, I think.
So let us know what you think. We are revisiting the National Recovery Plan. And I think some of the ways in which we're talking about how it can be refined or how more structured KPIs could be put in place, let us know what you think. You can, of course, call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.